How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You are the guy buying the pay-per-view tonight. So if you want to text me here in the studio, you can. The text number, 415-275-1613. That's right, the studio text line once again. 415-275-1613. We'll spend some time, of course, with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, you heard him in the show preview coming up before the news there. And, of course, we'll talk about the big fight tonight. We're just hours away from champion versus champion. No doubt about that. But they're champions in different weight classes. But one guy is bigger than the other. But the bottom line is size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Will it boil down to size tonight between Jermell Charlo, of course, and Canelo Alvarez? Both guys weighed in about the same, 167 and a half pounds. So we'll see what happens tonight. Charlo has a natural height and reach advantage. We'll see if he can put that to work. We'll talk about that and more with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They found the guy that killed Tupac Shakur, they said. They knew it all along. But the bottom line is, I thought Suge Knight was involved with that. I told you I ran from Suge Knight. Suge Knight wanted to be my partner. I didn't have nothing to do with Suge Knight. Bottom line is, those were the days back in the 90s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So what do you like? A 32-year-old guy that's been, like, fighting since he was, like, 9? Or you like a young man that's stepping up two weight classes from 154 to 168 pounds? Of course, both guys weighing in about the same, 167.5 pounds yesterday, 35-1-1. Of course, his Jermell Charlo avenged that one loss. And, of course, Canelo Alvarez, 59-2-2, hasn't avenged his last loss. Of course, he talked a lot of smack about fighting Dmitry Bivol again, but he never really wanted to. He doesn't want no more of that 175-pound stuff. Bottom line is, he is in a position after the John Ryder fight of dissension, not ascension. In other words, I think he's starting to slip. And Allah, I'm not the only one that said that. Of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, I think might join me on that opinion. He has begun to slip, hasn't he, the great Canelo?
Yeah, I do believe we're in the twilight of the Canelo dynasty. However, that still doesn't mean that he can't win tonight. And part of the reason is he's a special fighter. And I do believe he still has at least one more special night.
You know, but I can see myself, I dream about these fights. I can see myself with Charlo's attributes and Charlo's height and reach and this and that. I can see myself boxing circles around him. I just can't. I mean, he'd come in, I'll grab him. I'm telling you, me and Canelo, we'd be doing some hugging. There's no doubt about it. Because I wouldn't let him be cracking me to the arms and the body and that kind of good stuff. One crack, boom, grab. But the bottom line is I try to keep him at a distance, try to fight him in the middle of the ring. If Charlo can fight him in the middle of the ring, I think he's got a great chance of pulling this upset.
I think you nailed it. I don't think it's in Charlo's DNA. I think Charlo's a boxer puncher. He fights very ballsy. I think it's going to be a really good fight. It's an entertaining fight. I think if he doesn't let his ego get the best of him, he's going to have to fight cautious.
Okay, Daniel, speaking of egos, bottom line is both these guys had a whole lot to say before the fight yesterday. And, of course, Mr. Charlo, a whole lot of four-letter words. Drop it.
Ryan Campbell, take it away. First interviewing Jermell Charlo.
The undisputed king at 154 pounds. You were just able to look deep into the eyes of Canelo Alvarez. What did you see?
Hey, it's time to fight. Let's get ready. We bringing it to Las Vegas. Lines only.
That's where we go. Jermell, you've been calm, cool, collected throughout this build. When does that switch, flip, and the lion comes out.
When it's time to step in that ring, we know what time it is. It don't matter how they hype them up. They got it popping in here. I love it. I enjoy it. I do this for us, baby. I do this for that culture that they talk about. I do this for the culture that they hate on. Hey, it's time. I'm a bad
one more. You can hear this is Canelo territory. Yep. What are they going to be saying about Jermell Charlo Sunday morning?
Hey, Lil Charlo a bad m-. Yes, sir.
Best of luck to you, Jermell. The Mexican icon, the king of kings at 168 pounds, Canelo Alvarez. You've been here so many times. What's special about this matchup, this day, this site right here?
Es muy especial para mí estar con ustedes. Muchas gracias. Gracias por su apoyo. Significa mucho para mí. Significa mucho para mí tenerlos a todos ustedes aquí. Es una gran motivación y el sábado van a ver algo impresionante.
It means a lot to me to be here with all of you. It's truly something unbelievable. And I'm really proud to be here, and I hope it's going to be a great fight.
Canelo, you saw Jermell Charlo. We wanted to see what he looks like at 168 pounds. Do you expect the size difference to play a factor on Saturday?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great fight. You know, the size factor is no matter here. I did that before, and I feel good. So it's going to be a great fight. And I'm ready for everything.
Well, I asked Jermell what he saw when he looked into your eyes. What did you see looking at the lion that's ready to be unleashed?
You know, you can tell what you see. You just tune in the fight Saturday night. It's gonna be amazing.
Canelo Alvarez, 59-2-2, 39 KOs, of course, having turned professional at 146 pounds, having fought for a championship at 154 pounds, 160 pounds, 168 pounds, 178 pounds, 175 pounds with an asterisk on it. But at 168, he is the undisputed champion. Of course, Mr. Charlo, is he a 4-1 underdog?
Just about, minus 475. It's the type of fight that if you're looking to make some money, you can. You know, there's a lot of good odds favoring a Charlo. Charlo by knockout is 1,100.
Let me tell you something about prop bets. I learned from the great Herb Lambeck in Las Vegas, Herbie Hoops Lambeck, considered the greatest boxing odds maker of all time. He's deceased. He passed away about 10, 12 years ago. He said, the gimmick bets, stay away from the gimmick bets. Stay away from the gimmick bets. Bet who's going to win, who's going to lose. And the bottom line is, who do you think's going to win? Yourself.
I'm sticking with Canelo. I'm not going to flip-flop. I was one of the people that when they first announced the fight, remember he was supposed to fight Jermell, and I felt that Jermell was a tougher fighter because I think he's more battle tested. I think he's got more heart than his brother. The fact that he's not killing himself to make weight, he's going to be fighting tonight at the weight that he normally rehydrates to. At 54.
Without having to sweat down. But here's the thing. When you don't have to sweat down and make weight and kill yourself, it's sort of, I don't know. The few times I had making weight real easy has its disadvantages as well. Anyway, as far as not as far as performance is concerned, it has some other things leading up to it. Canelo Alvarez, Jermell Charlo, a 5-1 favorite. Of course, Charlo looking to upset the apple cart. And, of course, take down Mexico's pound-for-pound king right now. He still is Mexico's pound-for-pound king, but I got to ask you, just like I asked Mauricio Sulaiman last week, of course, why is David Benavidez sort of like, why have they done the ostrich move with David Benavidez? I mean, he lost the title on the scale. He's been the number one contender for like 2 years. He's a former champion, and yet Canelo doesn't even know how to spell Benavidez if you put all the letters on a piece of paper for him.
That's a good question. Obviously, in boxing, it's risk reward, right? And David Benavidez is a big risk.
No, I get the risk reward, but don't you think the guy's been hanging on for a significant amount of time? I mean, even if he did pop dirty for coke, and he didn't pop dirty for coke training for a fight, he popped dirty for a coke in between fights. So I'm sort of you shouldn't be. I go into a guy's private life. I'm not into that. But the bottom line is, I don't think that he should have been penalized the way that he has. Of course, 2.5, almost 3 years now, Canelo not wanting to fight him. And Canelo, of course, the latest excuse was, I don't fight Mexicans. Well, before that, he didn't fight black guys. Now he's making an exception and fighting Mr. Charlo. Of course, before that, Mr. Ryder, he looked sort of faded in that one. The Triple G fights, he hasn't looked good. I mean, outside of, I guess, was it Callum Smith? Was it Callum Plant? Was that the last time you think he's looked good?
That was the last time he looked great, yeah. And that fight, he basically walked down Caleb Plant because he had zero respect for his punching power. It's going to be interesting because Jermell Charlo is a puncher at 54. Does that power move up in weight with him? We're going to find out.
But here's what's up. Listen, don't tell anybody, but Canelo used to fight at 154, and the extra 14 pounds given to him are just because he sort of like grew up and didn't want to make 154 anymore.
I agree. In reality, he probably should still be fighting at 60. But, you know, I think over the last 2 years, he's almost like a lazy fighter. You know, he's just kind of looking for the big shots. I think Jermell Charlo in front of him is going to bring out the best of Canelo. I'm not saying there's some sort of fear factor, but there is. I think he realizes that he's facing the best fighter he's faced probably since the first Golovkin fight.
That's a bit of a stretch. Overall, has his level of opposition been pound for pound? Barry on Boxing last week sort of took away... It took some luster away from Canelo Alvarez when he said, you know, I don't really think he's been the best pound for pound at certain times. They sort of have overhyped him because of the fact he fights out of Mexico and he does sell lots of tickets.
Well, selling tickets is half the battle, right? If you were to close your eyes and take Canelo off the boxing schedule calendar, the calendar would be pretty dull. That's number one.
You know what I would do, though? I'd push the Japanese guy I'd push him into big fights in Las Vegas, things like that. I mean, he is the star, and I think he's like the untapped star, and Asia knows it. I mean, Japan knows it, but I think if we got him over here and we got him to say a few words in English and things like that, I think he could become an overnight sensation in the United States, and for some reason, Bob Arum doesn't want to bring him over here. What's up with... Now, you talk to Bob all the time. What did Master Bob tell you on when Inouye's coming to the United States?
I haven't spoken to Bob in a while, but I think... But it could also be in Inouye. He's comfortable. He's a rock star in Japan. If he comes here, could he be the second coming of Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, but he's a rock star in Japan, but he'd become the Beatles if he came here. I mean, he'd be the biggest rock star to ever come out of Japan if he came to the United States and was able to succeed over here, because they would watch him on TV at 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that, say, that's our guy. I mean, it would make him an even bigger figure in Asia, without a doubt. But in order to do that, he's got to break his cherry here in the United States. I mean, he already has, but as far as big fights are concerned, he needs a big fight here in the United States.
Just a matter of time.
The potential
to make him into a megastar is there. There's some pretty good fights he could make between 22 and 26.
We'll see what's up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hours away, Charlo versus Canelo, a 5-1 favorite, is the Mexican Assassin. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. The sort of place they're in a gap.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027.
That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Somebody just shot me a text that was the worst translation, that Canelo Alvarez translation you heard a little bit earlier, of course. No, there was one worse. I remember Roberto Duran said he was going to kill this guy's wife, and his wife was a prostitute, and he was going to kill this guy and all this kind of good stuff. And Luis Enriquez, his interpreter, said, Roberto wishes a man the very best and have a nice day. Something like that. I mean, like, So anyway, translators don't always say what the actual fighter's saying. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Shakur Stevenson, the most avoided guy in boxing right now. Pitbull Cruz turned him down. Frank Martin turned him down. A couple other guys turned him down as well, right?
Lomachenko, I believe, is also on that list.
Can't blame him. Can't blame him. He doesn't. No. He can't. I think he deserves to have a work fight in between. He got his job that first time.
So do I. I think, you know, Devin Haney, you know, he definitely got the benefit of the doubt in their first matchup. Shakur is a bad boy. You know, he's not going to the way he fights, he's so defensively minded. He doesn't give you the opportunity to think that you can beat him.
Okay.
Because he's not engaged. He's not throwing a lot of punches. It's not like you could say, you know what? If he gets clipped, my fighter has a puncher stint. You know, he's just too good for his own good, maybe.
Okay. Real quick, let's go to the world of boxing piracy. When I say piracy, I mean people stealing pay-per-view signals because of the fact that they think they're being abused. Now, tonight's fight, of course, I think is a worthy fight of paying on pay-per-view. It's 5 o'clock here in the West, 8 o'clock in Eastern time. Of course, Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo, battle of the champions, no doubt about that. But Devin Haney and Rage's Progress, I think it's going to go down in December here in San Francisco. That's going to be on pay-per-view as well. I mean, here's what's up. Devin Haney went down to, he was part of the Khan, the Kambosos Khan. He went down to Australia, had two exhibitions with Kambosos, made a whole lot of money, came back here, fought Lomachenko, got the benefit of the doubt, and then slides to 140 pounds. Am I wrong not to be so high on Devin Haney right now?
I think everything you said is fair. Now, is it Devin's fault that he fought Kambosos, who was a mediocre fighter?
He's a bum!
Right. You know, respectfully.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. Think, you know, all due respect to bums, but Kambosos turned out to be a one-dimensional bum.
Right. You know, he had the night of his life against Teofimo Lopez. The guy that should kick himself every time he's in the mirror is Teofimo Lopez. Like, he lost to – you lost to who?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So,
hey, that's okay. That's okay. I remember, listen, I lost to a guy that I used to beat the snot out of in the gym all the time. Used to beat him up so bad they didn't want me sparring with him anymore. I'm serious, right? So I didn't take him. I took him lightly. He came out and he beat my ass.
Sometimes the stars are lined up the right way.
No, sometimes you underestimate people, and you should never underestimate people in the world of boxing. I'm telling you, whether you're looking at it from a spectator point of view or you're an actual combatant, underestimating people will get you in trouble. Now, back to Zhao Zhang, of course, the heavyweight sensation from China. And I say heavyweight sensation because, you know, the way he took care of business, I mean, with Joe Joyce, I got to give him all kinds of props, man. He's my favorite guy right now in the heavyweight division.
He's getting better with age. I mean, the 40-year-old, he looks sharp. He took care of business. The Joe Joyce rematch, that's how you do a rematch, right? No doubt.
Well, we got the clips going on WBC TV as I speak. Boom. But that right little hook, I mean, he's a tough guy to beat because he's taller than you and bigger than you. He's left-handed. I mean, he's got all kinds of weird stuff to him, and he doesn't fight like an orthodox left-hander. I mean, he fights sort of weird. You know what I'm saying? So, all in all, Zhao Zhang, I think he's got a good chance to beat Tyson Fury. Now, I want to bring up Tyson Fury. Of course, he is the linear world heavyweight champion. Not my favorite guy. Mauricio Sulaiman danced around the fact that if he gets knocked out by Ngannou, the championship won't be on the line and things like that last week. So, we sort of touched on that. But they're already advertising Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury as going down in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, this fight between Ngannou and Tyson Fury hasn't taken place yet. So, I mean, doesn't this reek of some type of fix or something? Doesn't it smell?
You know, you wish they would have waited after the Ngannou fight to make that announcement.
Wish? What would motivate you to do that? And the bottom line is, I think they should have gave people a little while to forget about Usyk. And Usyk in his last performance, of course, when he did that dog thing and when he was howling there on the ground. I mean, that was a dog move. I don't care what he says. And the people of Ukraine are usually proud of him and this and that. But they don't need to be proud of him that night because he dogged it. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, Oleg Usyk dogged it from a beltline shot when he was wearing a high cup.
And he got away with it. You know, bad officiating that night.
Luis Pabon. Can't forget Luis Pabon.
Pabon had a bad night. Who's normally a solid ref. But still,
time out. They used to say the same thing about your favorite guy, Tony Weeks. Solid ref.
So, tonight, Harvey Dock is the ref for Canelo and Charlo. So I guess he's a new man now in Vegas.
I see how you danced around that subject there. I like that. But the bottom line is Harvey Dock is a good guy. He's a good referee, and I think he's straight, and I think this is a proper call. Listen, they need new blood. They just need new blood. I mean, the Tony Weeks thing, and Tony's got to go. Tony's getting old. Tony's got to go. Tony's been around a long time. Tony likes singing in his group and appearing on TV and things like that, but Tony's got to go. Who's the other guy that they were real high? Kenny Bayless. Kenny Bayless,
terrible.
He was, I don't want to say he was the chosen one at one point in time, but he was until Bob Byrd came. Bob Byrd came from Los Angeles. I told Bob Byrd, I said, listen, if you go to Nevada, they'll make you like almost the number one referee. And he said, really? I said, no doubt about that. Talk to Mark Ratner. And he talked to Mark Ratner. And, of course, he went to Nevada. And, he became the number one referee. But he's retired now. So if we take out Weeks and we take out Bayless in Las Vegas, who's left?
Yeah, Harvey Dock.
But that's probably about it, huh?
Yeah. Right now, he's the man. And he's being showcased on tonight. The best refs are the ones you don't notice.
Good point. All right. September 1996, I think I'm in Las Vegas, and there's some smack is going down there in the MGM Grand. Some poker tables got knocked down. Some of the L.A. Lakers, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but I watched him picking up some $1,000 chips and stuffing them in his pocket. I snitched him off on KMBR radio the next day. Anyway, there was a big fight that night. Of course, I think it was Bruce Seldon and Mike Tyson, but the real thing that went down was Tupac Shakur was killed, and I saw him and Suge Knight, and I told you Suge Knight tried to hook me up to be his boxing guy, and I was scared of Suge Knight. I hate to say it, but I was rightfully scared of Suge Knight. I think I should have been.
Suge Knight, there would be people terrified in the music industry, you know,
But here's what's up. He said, I'm calling. Let me give me your card. I'm calling you on the phone. Right? And he called me, and I wouldn't answer the phone. Yeah. You know, I mean, Suge Knight scared the pants off me. I mean, I read some of the stuff that he did, like when he held, the white wrapper? Yeah, the Vanilla Ice. When he hung him by his leg off the side of a building if he didn't sign a contract?
Yes. That,
and that's true.
He did a lot of stuff. I mean, he's basically extorting his own musician.
That last movie he pulled, though, when he put to that truck and ran that guy over. Now, he ran the guy over, said it was an accident, and he backed over and ran him over again. I mean, good Lord. Suge Knight was a piece of work. If there ever is a guy that deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life and another life after that, it's Suge Knight.
I mean, look, a lot of these rappers, you know, say one thing on you know, on the air and how they're busting their guns, but you know, 99.9 of them are frauds. Suge Knight was not one of them.
Okay, good enough. In 10 or 15 seconds, tell me what's going to happen tonight.
I think Canelo Alvarez will stop Jamal Charles about the 10th round.
Straight up, there you have it from Boxing's PhD. Socrates Palmer features Saturdays exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Champ, you have a good weekend.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Showtime pay-per-view, 8 o'clock tonight in the East, 5 o'clock in the West. Of course, Charlo and Canelo. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you from the city by the bay of San Francisco, California. The Sports Byline Studios, guess who's coming back real soon? Of course, I'm excited because of the fact that I think he can fight. And his father, of course, was an accomplished world champion. It's Tim Zhu, the current WBO junior welterweight title holder, of course, taking on Brian Mendoza. I think the former title holder, of course, that's going to rock and roll. Know that about that. That will take place, of course, in Australia, October the 14th. The return of Miguel Burchelt. Of course, the last time we saw Miguel Burchelt, he had been flattened, knocked out, starched, whatever you want to pull it, by Oscar Valdez. I mean, that was a one-side beatdown. That was so merciful. But the most promising thing about that fight, the most telling thing to me was when, at the end of the fight, when Burchelt was like on a stool and he was in bad shape, he was all beaten up, trying to get himself back together, was that Oscar Valdez got down on his hands and knees and sort of praised the former champion. I thought that showed me that Valdez had all kinds of class. Of course, Cal Valdez trying to find his way at 130 pounds after that beatdown a couple of weeks ago, man. I mean, good Lord. I mean, that's the type of fight. He got beat up so bad that Oscar Valdez, you should think about maybe not fighting for 6 or 8 months, maybe a year, maybe take a year off. Burchelt took a long time off. I think he fought in February of last year, so he took a long time off. I think Valdez should take at least a year off. And the reason why I say this is when you see guys come back too soon, the CTE comes even faster. I'm talking about like Diego Corrales, of course, the Warrior, is a big fight documentary. I think Rich the Fight Historian did one. Of course, he's the greatest thing. Check him out on YouTube, Rich the Fight Historian. I keep trying to get Rich on the show, but me and Rich keep going in different directions, but I'm going to get him. But the bottom line is recently he did something on Diego Corrales, of course, the kid that came out of Sacramento, California, a young man I watched in the amateurs, and of course, ascend to the IBF 130-pound championship. He won a title of 135 pounds, but from that point forward, he was like misused, abused, and of course he had some issues himself, both emotionally, both drug-wise, both booze-wise. I mean, he turned into a bad guy. He just did. I mean, all in all, when I met him, he was a nice, golly gee whiz type of guy. I mean, he smoked a little weed here and then. I know he had a beer now and then, but he wasn't an alcoholic per se. And then he became champion, and of course, he got hooked on booze. Once he got hooked on booze, he started doing stupid things. Like, I think his wife's name was Olga. I think her name was Olga, poor guy. I had a wife named Olga, too. They're not the best women in the world to marry. Anyway, he drug her down a flight of stairs and then drug her back up a flight of stairs by her hair. So that's not cool. That's why Diego went to jail, okay? That's why he went to jail for that domestic violence beef. Of course, shortly thereafter, when he got out of jail, he really wasn't the Diego Corrales anymore. I mean, his prime had went maybe 2-3 years before. Of course, fighting on memory, fighting on fumes. He got beat up really, really bad. And at the end, I think Gary Shaw, of course, his promoter at one point in time, thinks that he committed suicide when he drove that motorcycle into that Las Vegas intersection. Of course, back, I guess, about 10 years now. But at the end of the day, they put him in a second fight with Jose Luis Castillo. Listen, it was the most vicious beating of all the fights I've ever seen. You see the Oscar Valdez fight? Well, the Diego Corrales beating was worse. And yet he beat Castillo some way because Castillo, I'll put it this way, Diego sort of fudged the rules by playing around with the mouthpiece and spitting out the mouthpiece, and he got the benefit of a doubt there. And, of course, when Castillo was done. I mean, he just was done. I mean, it was one guy getting beat on, but the guy that won the fight was sort of took more damage than the guy that lost the fight. So Diego Corrales probably shouldn't have been fighting for a year, but they put him back into training. Like, they had him back in the gym less than 8 weeks later. Less than 8 weeks later, he was sparring again. Come on, man. I mean, that was brutal. Anyway, of course, he would fight Castillo the next time and lose him brutally. And of course, from that point forward, it was all downhill for Diego Corrales. But I'm telling you, I still think that had he been Had he been together early on, he would have been a superstar in boxing. He just would have. I think the Floyd Mayweather fight, of course, what did he do for that Mayweather fight? He didn't train. He didn't make his weight. He did all kinds of things. I mean, didn't make it competitive. Of course, he was stopped by Mayweather at the end of the night. I think that's the fight that people look back for as the career of Diego Corrales. Now, back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jack Catterall is coming back October 21st. Of course, he was the guy that I thought beat Josh Taylor easily, and of course didn't get the call about a year and a half ago. Of course, they fought for the junior welterweight championship. Josh Taylor has surrendered the junior welterweight championship, and of course now he's going to take on Jorge Linares, the Mexican gatekeeper, per se. If you can't beat Linares, you can't fight for the title again. Of course, Jack Catterall is going to do this in Liverpool, the UK, October the 21st. Jack Catterall, he might be another one of those guys like Kambosos. In other words, he might be not be a superstar, one of those guys that comes up with a super performance on one night but really can't put it together as far as over and over is concerned, consistency. Of course, October 28th, I said it was the 30th earlier, Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou. Now, this is on pay-per-view coming to you from Saudi Arabia, and it will be on TNT Sports and ESPN pay-per-view. And get this. So they're announced the Tyson Fury-Oleg Usyk fight already, and they're selling tickets for that one and this and that. So how can you sell tickets for two fights? So, in other words, what does that mean about this first fight, that Ngannou has no chance or slim and none, or this fight isn't even worth mentioning? I mean, the bottom line is Francis Ngannou can punch. I don't know why people aren't giving Ngannou at least a puncher's chance. He's 6'4". Yeah, the other guy's 6'8", 6'9". I get that. He's given up 5 inches. He's probably never given up that kind of height and reach in his entire life. Talk about Francis Ngannou, because when you're 6'4", you're usually bigger than everybody else to be geared with, right? Then you come along with Tyson Fury, who's a bit of a freak in nature. Of course, he's got a bigger ass, and his ass is wider than his shoulders. That's just the way it goes down, okay? But these guys are going to hook it up. It's a 10-round fight. According to Mauricio Sulaiman and the World Boxing Council, the title will not be affected. If he gets knocked out, they're trying to say the title still stay with Tyson Fury. I don't think so. In the history of boxing, and I'm sorry to correct Mr. Sulaiman, but in the history of boxing, the way that I remember it, historians put it down, when the linear world heavyweight champion steps in the ring, the title's on the line every time, no matter what. Doesn't matter who sanctioned it, the world linear championship is on the line anytime the heavyweight champion of the world is in the ring. And of course, Tyson Fury, looking very undisciplined of late. We'll see if he can get that tire off around his waist, of course. But Francis Ngannou's going to try. There's no doubt about it. His pride's going to be there. He fights left-handed. Of course, that's a little bit weird as well. If he can fight left-handed and right-handed, he can maybe mix Tyson Fury up just a tad. But when you look at the weight and the size and that, 6'9", 6'4", 265 versus 255, I don't know. Who's going to weigh the most in this fight? Ngannou and or will it be Tyson Fury? I don't know. It won't be the battle of fight, man, but it will be a good fight, I think, as long as it lasts. Now, coming back, the world's greatest promoter at one point in time, Don King, of course, himself 92 years young. He did an appearance on a wrestling show a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad for Don King, but the bottom line is he's doing wrestling shows. Come on, Don should be doing boxing shows. Anyway, Adrian Broner, that's his charge. I think Chris Howard is going to be part of some pay-per-view event going to go down November 4th. Of course, it's going to come from the casino Miami High Life. We had a lot of events down there in Miami, Florida. Don King threw them for the most part, but the bottom line is there were other promoters like Louis Zacubas, and I think Bob Arum did a couple of cards there. We did Johnny Tapia and I did a public appearance there one night. I can't remember what card that was, but the bottom line is we had a lot of stars in the High Life Arena, Miami, Florida. Now, as far as upcoming fights are concerned, I don't know. I'm not too. The rest of the year sort of looks, you know. I mean, come on. You got Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez taking on Sonny Edwards, you know, on December the 16th, of course, for the WBO and IBF Flyweight Championship. Of course, they're going to unify those titles, 112 pounds. And it's Artur Bitaev will be back. The undefeated Artur Bitaev coming back next year, January 13th, 2024. Of course, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West, ESPN. They will not charge you for this fight. It will be on free ESPN or ESPN Plus. Artur Bitaev is 19-0 and 19 knockouts, taking on Callum Smith. All I can say is that Callum Smith is a good fighter, but poor Callum Smith, get your health insurance together. Just get it together now, man. I'm just telling you, right? If you got Kaiser or Blue Cross or Blue Shield, whatever it is, make sure all the papers are together, because this guy's a wrecker. This guy wrecks people. Bitaev wrecks people. He's ugly. He's ugly to watch. He's ugly to fight. He's ugly. And I don't mean that in a negative way. He's just ugly. And he's a hard guy to fight. I mean, he's just, As I said, he fights ugly. He comes forward, he throws punches, and they mean punches, and they're mean punches without a doubt. He doesn't waste a whole lot of shots. He wears you down, he hits you hard. And the bottom line is he's the best 175-pounder in the world, not Dmitry Bivol, of course, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez in a couple of fights back for us. Canelo talked about that rematch. Oh, I want to fight Bivol again. He didn't want to fight Bivol again. And, you know, if he really wanted to be the bad dude at 175, he would have taken on Beterbiev, the WBC champion. Instead, he took on the WBA champion. Think about that. He's always been the WBC poster boy, but he wanted to take on the WBA champion and not the WBC champion. Because the WBC champion, I think Beterbiev lights him up. I don't think the fight is even close. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. 32 years old, going on 40. He may be in good shape for this fight. He may come through and knock out Charlo tonight. Of course, he's supposed to. Charlo's moving up two weight classes. Last time anybody moved up two weight classes was when Gennady Golovkin took on Cale Brook. Cale Brook moved up from the IBF 147-pound title to the 160-pound division and took on Cale Brook and took on Gennady Golovkin and got his face busted in three spots, three broken bones in his face. So the bottom line is weight divisions are for a reason. Size matters to two things, pornography and combat sports, and obviously this is combat sports. The comeback of Katie Taylor. Not too high in Katie Taylor. Take on Chantel Cameron. That's going to be for the super lightweight championship. Of course, Katie Taylor should have taken on Amanda Serrano. Amanda Serrano beat her down. Amanda was very nice and eloquent afterwards. I wouldn't have been as nasty as Jermell Charlo. I would have been dropping four-letter words, but I would have been telling it just like it was, because the bottom line is she should have got the penthouse that night and said she got the elevator, so she got the shaft. She got the elevator to the penthouse, so she got the shaft. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Now, Katie Taylor's take on Chantel Cameron for the 140-pound championship. Good luck on that one. Good luck on that one. Bottom line is Katie Taylor, I think, lost against Amanda Serrano. And, of course, that was really the super fight. And you got to credit Jake Paul, because Jake Paul gave Amanda Serrano money to fight. That's right. Her first fight with him, I think she made like $125,000 or $250,000, something like that. Anyway, within two fights, she made close to $1 million. Being with Jake Paul. Okay, without Jake Paul, she made like 20 grand most. The most in her life was 20 grand. Think about that. $20,000, you go from 20 to 250 grand because one guy takes you under his wing and says, you know what, I'm going to make sure I spread the money around. Of course, and he spread the money around when that card got canceled. Jake Paul did. The card got canceled. Of course, his opponent and he couldn't come to an agreement as far as weight and money was concerned at the last minute. He still paid the people on that card. People still got paid. I mean, that's just not happening. I go back a long ways. I can't remember Don King or any of those guys paying guys on the undercard unless they were under contract. If you weren't under contract and the fight didn't happen, c'est la vie, baby. The fight didn't happen. But you are no, this is the way it was. Anyway, speaking of Don King, this is going to be his card, of course, the Adrian Bruno card, November the 4th. I implored King and his daughter, Debbie King, to bring in Ira Glass as the TV promoter, myself and maybe Aaron Snow, and bring in maybe a female judge to judge the fights, and the three of us would do it. And of course, Ira Glass would do the work in the truck, per se, and they sort of nixed at that. You know, they said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to do it our way. Well, let me tell you one thing, Debbie King. Your shows have just absolutely sucked. They've been horrible. As far as the production's involved, as far as the talent's involved, it's just been one big zit. That's the best way I put it. And the best way you can do that is pop it and get a whole new crew. And you don't want to do that because, see, you can't admit that you were wrong. That's the thing with Debbie King. That's Don King's daughter. She can never admit she was wrong. You could rub her face in it, and she wouldn't admit that she was wrong. That's how stubborn or intellectually inferior Debbie King is in my mind, okay? But the bottom line is, I think she's ruined things. I think that if Carl King was still involved, of course, Carl was his stepson. Carl was a stepson. Carl was Henrietta's son. Henrietta was married to Don King's business rival, and then he died, and then Don King and her got married and sort of joined together this numbers racket in Cleveland, Ohio. But Henrietta died a few years ago. When Henrietta died, I think that sort of put Carl King on the outskirts with Don King. He's not working with him, of course. Don, 92 years old. He and his daughter, and the daughter thing, it just, listen, sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. And Debbie King promoting boxing, it don't work. Period. This is Ring Talk.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
In the 1980s, when I was a member of the San Francisco Police Department, they threw me out of the Community Relations Division for telling it like it is to the kids, being too honest. So anyway, bottom line is, I went to Richmond Station. Of course, Richmond Station was in the slow part of town, but when I started making felony arrests, the lieutenant said, we got to put this guy in check. So they gave me the assignment of parking the patrol car on Saturdays and Sundays in front of Diane Feinstein's house. Of course, she was a mayor at that point in time. She was a senator that died a couple of days ago at the age of 90. Of course, she was the one that brought the city back to life after Mayor Moscone. Of course, Dan White killed both Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk back in 1978, but she was a symbol of strength. She passed away this week. May she rest in peace. She was a tough broad. That's the best way I could put it. She was a tough broad. At the end of the day, I wish her and her family the very best. Now, don't forget, coming up today on the WBC Facebook page, let me get this right. Of course, let's talk about this. The WBC Facebook page will go with a live stream from Germany. The WBC International Silver Light Heavyweight and Heavyweight Championships will go down. Of course, that's going to come up in about a half hour on the WBC channel as far as the Facebook page is concerned. It'll be Universal Boxing presenting the WBC International Silver Heavyweight title bout. Murad Aliyev, 7-0, 5 KOs, taking on Eugenio Lacerda, who's 18-4 with 12 knockouts, of course, and another couple fights on that. But the bottom line is Saturday, September 30th, start time, 2:30 p.m. Of course, that is coming to you 12:30 Pacific time, live on the WBC channel on their Facebook page. So I gave you your props, Danielle. All the best to you guys, people down there. Of course, Dallas, Texas, we're rocking and rolling. Tomorrow, I expect to spend some time with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Of course, we'll get his analysis of the fight. I was going to go down to Santa Monica and watch a fight with him, but I chickened out at the last minute. I just did. Might have screwed up there, but the bottom line is, you know, I got things going on here. Oh, want to thank Daniel Ogden, of course, producer of the year in the other room. He'll be here today and, of course, every Saturday. And, of course, tomorrow will be Bailey Peck. But the bottom line is Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on these same channels, of course, live on the radio, live on the TV, live on WBC-TV, live on Twitch.tv. We're live all over the place. Don't forget, we're going to have the kick-ass show tomorrow, post-fight, post-Charlo, post-Canelo. Can Charlo pull off the upset? We'll find out. Tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC-TV. That's coming to 11 a.m. Pacific time or 2 p.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, of course, and Veev TV. Until next time, clear your throat, Pete. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Daniel, take it away. Thank you so much.